Juan Jimena made his North American debut with the Baltimore Symphony in 2004, and he has returned to perform with them every season since then. And he's in Baltimore this weekend to perform a program of Dvorak, Bartok, and Tchaikovsky. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the nationalism that I find in your program for this weekend. Interestingly, no Spanish music, but music from Czechoslovakia and from Hungary and from Russia. Starting out with the selections of Slavonic dances from the first set by Dvorak. First of all, how do you choose just a few? Because everyone is just so wonderful.
Yeah, it's true. You can do all the Slavonic Opus 72, no? Then it's 8, but this will be too long also to combine with the Bartok, no? I choose a little suite with third of them, also with the Allegro, Adagio, and Allegro, this type of ABA, no? Normal structuring music. It's so nice music to open the concert. It's not often in the repertoire. I'm talking now with some musicians, and also it's not so easy to play. It's playing the technical difficult things, but I think it's very good to open the concert with power and with very good energy.
When one thinks of Béla Bartók, we think, of course, of the way that he would go out into the field and collect the folk music of Hungary. Mm. How much of that kind of folk music do you find in his third piano concerto?
I think you can discover a lot of rhythmical structures that is clear is have the direction of the folk music, no? In the first movement it's clear with the tema ti baraba ti baraba, no? That is a special accent, a special take time to all these accents and to arrive with longer lines, no? But also it's possible the second movement is something more special, more recitative, than is not really focused in this type of music. But of course the third with the dance, typical dance, so complex as a dance is, I think, is a masterwork, and all of the concerts, I think, closer to the public, to the audience.
And then closing the program with Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. Now, of course, Tchaikovsky was not a nationalist in the way that the Mighty Handful were, but in this last movement, he definitely uses some Russian folk music, and I'm wondering how the whole symphony leads towards that moment.
It's amazing, no? We work today quasi older hands with the first movement and feel that it's something simple, but it's really complicated because it's dramatic at the same time, it's explosive, it's energetic in other moments. But it's after this big war that is the first movement, you arrive to the simple canzonetta in the second and it's beautiful, no? And also this amazing idea to do this pizzicati movement in the third and to close with this energy and power in the last movement, no? With this folk song, as you say. And you can discover the relation, as you say, with the Bartok and with the Dvorak in all these lines.
I've been speaking to Juan Jimena, who is conducting the Baltimore Symphony this weekend. That's this Friday and Sunday at the Meyerhof and on Saturday at the Music Center at Strathmore, a program of Dvorak, Bartok, and Tchaikovsky. And for more information, the web address is bsomusic.org. Thank you so much for coming in. What a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you for your support for us.